We're starting in a nation that's been described as a bridge between East and West. Turkey, between Europe and the Middle East, between the Mediterranean and the Black Sea, has a population of more than 80 million. It's a parliamentary republic, and a major referendum, a vote coming up this Sunday, could dramatically change the way the country is governed. Turkish voters will be deciding whether or not to change their country's constitution and turn its parliamentary system into a presidential one. This would give Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan more power, and it could allow him to stay in office as the nation's leader until 2029. Supporters say there are too many voices in the government, and that the amendments would strengthen it with one clear leader. They also say the president would be more effective at stabilizing Turkey and dealing with militants who want the government overthrown. Opponents of the amendment say they'd give the president too much power, that he's already pushed the boundaries, and that the changes would move Turkey away from democracy. The country appears to be deeply divided over the referendum, and it's not certain yet which way voters are leaning.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan has ruled Turkey for over a decade, during which the country has become a regional powerhouse. He became Turkey's first directly elected president in 2014 after rules within his party prevented him from seeking a fourth term as prime minister. But Erdogan hopes to transform the office of the presidency, traditionally mostly a ceremonial role, into a fully fledged executive office through a constitutional referendum. In March 2017, Erdogan got caught up in a messy diplomatic spat with the leaders of the Netherlands and indeed of some other European countries after they barred Turkish ministers from campaigning for the referendum in the country, which has a significant community of Turkish diaspora. But he's also facing other big challenges. The country's part of the US-led coalition fighting ISIS, Turkey also fighting a full-scale insurgency from Kurdish militants like the PKK. Both groups have carried out deadly bombings in recent years, dampening Turkey's tourism and hurting the economy. But the biggest challenge to his rule came in July of 2016, when a group of military officers tried to push him out of power. The coup failed and, in an ironic twist, boosted Erdogan's political power. Despite all the challenges, Erdogan does still enjoy huge support at home and will, without doubt, remain the key figure in Turkish politics for the near future.